learning a piece of Gemara or learning something.
When learning a piece of Gemara.
Or learning anything. How well should you know that piece of Gemara before going on to something else?
Well, you should understand it in depth first of Rashi, then Tesvis, then look up in the Rambam and the Magid Mishneh, and you know, the Lamedish away. And at the end, if you haven't shown up, how old are you?
15.
So you can look up the Kiddush Agrachto. I give you that. I looked at Kiddush Agrachto when I was 13.
Was the Rav able to find an answer on why we do not say Shachianu and Hallel on Yontif?
What?
He asked a question about a month ago about why we don't say Shachianu on Hallel on Yontif. And you said you had to think about it. So he wanted to know if you had a chance to...
Because you say Shachianu when the mitzvah is fulfilled immediately. But a yontif is not fulfilled immediately. It's because of simcha, and to continue until the last day, achish pesach, or sukkes, until achin shel eshmini atzeres. So that's why you don't say shachyonu. Let's see, by nachanike you say shachyonu. Because the moment your mother, the neiris, finished. But here it's not finished.
Right, the Kriya's hollow? What about the Kriya's hollow? He's asking on hollow. The Kriya's hollow, a person...
It continues the simcha. The Ramban says that Kriya's hollow is Midraise, not in the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim is only the Nusach. The Danshit Nesachdeva is no. But Mesh Rabbeinu Omri, B'shasi says Mitzrayim, Yeshua Omri, B'shasi says Mitzrayim. There are various variations, like Tfila is Midraise. But you don't have midraise to say after that nusach. You can say it in your own words. But in order to standardize and to unite the Jewish people, you should stay it in one nusach for everybody.
The first two nights of Pesach are
Speak of
the
Yomah.
Why do we only say
Spirit
of
Omer
the second night? Shouldn't it be the first night also?
Because the Torah said Beferesh, after the harvesting of the Omer, and the Omer did not take, the harvesting of the Omer did not take place the first night or the second night, so the mitzvah did not begin until the second night. Tonight we'll say Hayim, Achados Hayim, Shehein, Shavua Echod, Ushleish Yomim, Viabo Yomim Boima.
When you're doing something to help other Jews, but you're putting your life at risk, is it okay?
He says, can a person do something to help other Jews and put his life in Sakana?
Chas v'shalom. Only if it's his Sofik Sakana for him, let's say, Oven sees that Shimon is drowning in a river and an ocean, and it's only there is only a possibility of 40% that if he saves Shimon, so then he himself will be drowned. So then he's mechuyev to mishnefesh himself, and we don't say chayecho kidmei chayech aveicho. That's only when it's 50-50. But if it is a vaday sakone, not even Vaday Mamish, but 60%, he is not allowed to save him, because Chayecho Kim Chayech Aveicho, and if he does it, he is Mischayev Benafshe.
In the Zman Beis HaMikdash, the people of Chutz La'aretz, what do they do about Tzivos HaOmer? Because wouldn't they have to be a Sfeik of the Yomah? They have to say different.
Let's say the people in the time of the Mikdash, when they didn't know when Pesach was.
Yeah.
So when did they count the...
What did they count? They had to count both ways. In the royal case. Yeah. And they could count to the bracha because my mother is like that.
Yeah. How do you
reconcile a conflict between the Zohar and the Shulchan Aruch?
What do you mean, for example, about putting on film Chalmeid?
No, I was just learning a lot about...
So, even from the point of view of Nigle, there is a machleges sheni. But from the point of view of Nister, the Zohar says that he does a big avera. Because the heker of Tishas Hayeim is because of the Kav Musa, and the Kav Musa takes place on Chalamei, just as it takes place on the first day of Yontif. But Bachalamei Pesach is the same kind of Kav. Mashenkin by Sukkot is a different kind of Kav. Yes.
He wants to understand what Chazal mean. The Medrash says when it says all the neshamas were at Har Sinai. What do you mean all the neshamas were at Har Sinai?
Kipshutei, I think. Even the neshamas of the Gerim, of the future Gerim, of the future generations, are also in Har Sinai. We couldn't see it, but in a mysterious way they were there. That's why they became Gerim. But the Neshames, let's say, of Braunbreit's ancestors were not at Har Sinai. If they were, it wouldn't happen such a thing that she should urge Yom Tayor to make concession to Arafat, because the Jews have all the place in the world to settle, but the unfortunate poor Palestinians have no place except in Eretz Yisrael.
Higher level of
Amina. He said, what is better for a person to have belief based on faith and not understanding it, or a...
You mean upon logic of the heart.
Right.
And...
Should a person just accept it, or should a person have reasons why he accepts it?
I'll tell you. You see, the Rambam, can I have the Rambam? Because I'm bizarre. Enish was the grandson of other Morish, told me Odom Toys Godwa, the Nivaro Atas Chachomim Uisi Ado, Vinish Atsme Minatoim Moyo. In other words, there is Toim with the Tess and there is Toim with the Tof. What's the difference? Toim of the Tof can have reference even to an Epicurus like Spinoza, who was not a Tinnitian Nishbo, who was raised by observant Jews and Talmidei Chacham. But Toim with the test implies that he was a Tinnitian Nishbo, that the parents themselves were Toim, like the Stukim by Susim, not Tzodiku by Sus, who founded it. Because when he shot him at Toymoyo, he was a Tinnik with a Nishbo. The Hoysa Toros of Omu, the mental Shem Shammai, Hoyel Velechim, Bork, Hovi Meilu, the Bikalgulim, Mohanik, Seilom, the Nostrum, the Morim, the Choraklem, Kovet, the Heim, Shamoshim, Amisham Shem Rifonov, Uim, Heim, Ili Shaprim, Ufarim, Lachli and Kovet. All is in your mind. We sell the chain or kill Borhu, the Gadel will have it, me, Shigile, we keep the. Mushamelech, Rachel, have it, or him in front of the Zell, crazy Shamelech. In other words, President Clinton appointed Lady Braunbreit as the Secretary of State, so when you give respect to Lady Braunbreit, you actually give respect to President Clinton himself. Like a chovim shall he holies, will hakif lem kobonis, ולשפחם ולפרם בדבורים ולשתחלס וכולם כדי להסיק ושנברי בדייתם מרו. In other words, there is an essential distinction with the theory of evolution which conceived by Charles Darwin, who himself a very firm Christian and the mentalist in the mind. He was not Chas V'Sholem a Kefa B'Ika, because he, in spite of the fact that he believed in the concept of Trinity, but most Rishenim, except the Rambam, say that Meneach Lehuzov Lashituf, so he had the din to a limited extent of Sume Chzive Yumiseilom and the Yeshle Chilek Lemabo. And the Jewish concept that, on the contrary, Adam was the Pchir Yitzur HaAdam, yes, the Kuzari says, because he was Yitzir, Kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then there was a gradual retrogress until it reached real paganism, when they all denied the existence of a Bera Ilam, but of pagan gods molded by human being that cannot see, cannot think, and the ignorant people thought that in a mysterious way, if you pray to them, even though they have no rotzen, but mechanically they can respond and give you all the goods in the world. Because at the beginning there was a there on high madrege elo kechov ze hushi yom yoimer milo yariacho melech hagoyim kilcho yoaso kibichol chachmi hagoyim ufkol malchusom mein komecho uvachas yivaru viyichselu musar avolim eitzu kleimer hakelyedim שערתו לבטחו, אבו תאוסום וכסאוסום, שמרמדמים שזה הטבע לצנקו. The Rambam does not blame them. They are completely innocent, but unfortunately they are not given a chance to see the light of HaKודש ברוך הוא. ויחה שאורחו היומים עומדו בני אדום, נביאי שקר ואומרו שרקל they are real fakers שרקל סיבר ואומר להם אילדו ככה פלני וכל השיחובים והקריבו לי ונסקו לי כך וכך ובונו להיכול ועושו צרוסי כדי להשתחפת להם וכל העום והאנושים והקטנים ושאר המאורץ. So only the ignorant people really said, but the intellectuals, let's say, the Chartumei Mitzrayim, they knew everything. They were big chemists. They knew how to embalm a mess so that for thousands of years they would be able to want to embalm him again. And in the 20th century, when Lenin died, so every month had to embalm new and new. It's a big mistake to think that the old people who were primitive barbarians, know the old people who lived thousands of years ago were more cultured and civilized than the modern people, because the modern people had the benefit of all the experimentation and observation that was before Pasteur and before all the big scientists. They had no one who preceded them, and still they are able to conceive Dalton's theory of the numbers of every element of oxygen, nitrogen, and so on, and they are able to conceive that they are molecules and they are atoms, and the atom can be split into electrons and photons. Midi alohem tsugo shebodom libei ואימר זוי Shoch, Tzula Sakehov, Plaini Shuridir Abim Los, the Ophakers, the Israel, the Holder, in other words, the big intellectuals, the very high intellectual intelligence quotient, but an extremely low morality quotient. Take a man like Planck, who together with Albert Einstein, the Jew, who was a religious person by logic of the mind and logic of the heart, but he was a Tinnik Shenishbo. His great-grandfather was already a Tinnik Shenishbo. So when they got, when Hitler came to power, so what's his name? Planck, the Roche, with the high intelligence quotient and an extremely low, not only extremely low, but a negative morality quotient. So he pleaded with him, why Professor Albert Einstein, my friend, my colleague, who both got a Nobel Prize for Physics at the same time, why do you want to leave Germany? You don't have to express any support for Hitler, the Führer, but you shouldn't express a disapproval and condemnation. So Albert Einstein, the Jew, said, never mind, I don't want to be a high intellectual animal. I want to be a high intellectual human being. And the good Jew, in by the logic of the heart and logic of the mind, the Koralivenes umiskaptim umistakim lem veimrim lecholom shezu atzuro metivo merio viro leivdo yiro mimeno vichaneim emu lem shevabeidu zu. They knew well the truth, but they didn't want to tell it to the ignorant masses. They wanted to keep the ignorant masses in ignorance and in dark intellectual darkness. The Yisrilu Kezli Macherim Lamid Lema Shakir of Atzme Oya Galgal Oya Malach Diberim Lem Romolem Avduni Bikach Vikach Vidilem Der Havidosei Vasukach, Valtasukach, Uposha de Rose, Picholeilum, Lavis Sasures, Bavidis Mishunes, Zubuzu, Lakrivem, Mustakislam, Vichim Shoho, Ayom, such a beautiful description, Mistaka Hashem and Irbot, Vanirum, Picolaikum, Umidaitum, Brikiru, the Nimzu, Klamorets, Anosim Vaktanim, Inimidim Lasso, שלעץ ושל אבן והיכל של אבונים שנשכנחו מקטנוסם להשתחלס להם ולעובדו ולשובע בשמו וחכומים שהיו כן כעניהם וחייצרן מדמים שאין שום הלכה אלא הישראל אלא הכחובים והכחולים שנסו הצורס. We have from the Atsme, the whole idea, the Medial Nishka, Muske Bokasdim, the Navy Kehovim, the Tipshim, the Ovi Vime, the Holohom, Avi Kehovim, himself as a little baby, also for the same way. We give him Shaiti, Umechavim, Al Shehesi, Derech Remes, Uben Aboim Shono. He Avram is very 40 years old. So the Rav Kaivitz says, Yesh HaGodo Sheben Gimul Shono Yitzchak Berry. So I think that there is no machlekes, because there are two approaches to have faith. One, as you mentioned, faith for Muno, naive, Mimes Dike Muno, and one for intellectual conception, like Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, like the Rambam, like the Ramban, like the Kizori, like the Chiva Salvovis. And so, as a child of three, he conceived there is a Bira Elom, from the emotional approach, is Moshulim Adorodeme, a certain person who was walking through the desert, and he was thirsty for a drink, he was hungry for food, and he had to sleep on the gutter, the dirty, swampy gutter, no mattress, nothing. And then, from far, he saw a big palace, and then he approached the palace, and he pushed open the window, and he saw that Biro Be'eres Be'esh, there is a palace that radiates with light, Ein Biro Biloy Bala Biro. That approach he employed when he was 3 years old. Louis Pasteur was the big scientist. You know, he conceived a method against rabies, because until Louis Pasteur's time, so if somebody was bitten by a mad dog or by a mad snake or by a mad cat, so he was destined to die within a few months. But after his cure, he can live a normal span of life. A normal span of life. But then, when Avraham Avinu became Ben Arboim, then he conceived in an intellectual way. Now, let's go over the parsha. Where is the parsha of Hibayim Mashmini? You'll give it to one of the students, yes. Okay, you are in Chubet. Hoshin Tehre. Okay. Go ahead. What's your name?
Shragi.
And what's the last name?
Rothman.
Shragi Rothman. And you live here on Lawrence?
Farakway. A mile away.
Yeah. Go ahead. What do you mean by Mashmini? Day. As of the Chanukah Samishkan. The Mishkan was really completed in Chofei B'Kislev. And there are no paskuns that even Chanukah, there is no mitzvah of Mishke B'Simcha, but there is a mitzvah of because of Chanukah Samishkan. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Mehilches Chanukah, Mutter, per Beis, Halach Yudzayin, Mutter, Le Odom, Le Habit, Matone Sefin, Le Habit, Bishidose, O Mishleach, Monis Vareo, Shem Shom Simcho, Dilom Foro, Elo, Bishameach, Leivum Lovin, Bishenes, Van Monin, Bidirin, Shaman Sameach, Leivum Lovin, Meilo, Deimel Yishchino, Shenema, Lahach Yisrach, Shkolin, Ulachis Levinskoy. So it's the biggest mitzvah to Misameach Umlovin. But there were 7 days of jubilation. What kind of jubilation? Of Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Because actually it was completed on Chofei B'Kislev. And because of that, Amos says that it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Even without it, Vator. If he says it, Vator, so any night, when the person says it about Torah, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. But there is a thin line, Chazal say, between the Genim and Gan Eden. And according to higher mathematics, positive, infinitive approaches negative infinitive. Why? Because there is a thin line between the Gan Eden, which is positive infinity, and negative infinitive. There is a thin line, and Planck and Albert Einstein were saying both in the same position horizontally. But what did Planck do? He crossed it to the negative, to the beginning side, and Albert Einstein crossed it to the Gan Eden, the positive side. So a person has to be very careful. At the beginning of the 20th century, in 1904, so young Jewish radicals who were campaigning for the Bolshevist revolution. And there is a story I heard from my father about the Chaim Priskia that on Tzein Gedalia, on the day of Tzein Gedalia, a young Bolshevist, stupid youngster who was 21 years old, shot in effigy the picture of Nikolai. So there were a group of about 100 Tsarist soldiers who saw it. So they ran to the Tsar, to the mayor of Brisk, and they told him the story. So the mayor of Brisk rendered a verdict without trial, without engaging an attorney for the young Bolshevist, stupid 21-year-old foolish youngster to be shot on the day of the following Yom Kippur. So there was one Jew who was a Bembais at the mayor's home, and he was also a Bembais at Reb Chaim's home. So Reb Chaim called him and said, please find out what sum of money the mayor of Brisk wants to release the stupid youngster and who was in Mumalachis, externally, who used to come to Reb Chaim's home every Shabbos morning at 7 o'clock. He knew that Reb Chaim leaves the house in order to go to the offshore, and he started to smoke his cigar to show him he doesn't care for the Torah. He left at the Torah. And Reb Chaim went out, and he didn't look at him. He knew he's a stupid youngster. What is there? Hakili fiam vaish, vam is vaish. So he went to shul. So then the ben vais of the mayor's home came back to Reb Chaim, that the mayor said if he gets 20,000 rubles, that would be probably today about four, according to the purchasing power, say about $50,000. And he told him that for the sum of 20,000 rubles, he'll release him and they'll tell him to escape. He can go any place, to America, to Australia, to South Africa, any place in the world. In those days, there were no restrictions on immigration. The way it became in the administration of Herbert Hoover. So Reb Chaim called on Tzein Gedalia in the afternoon a meeting of the old Anshei Rosh Yakile, and there was not one Anathak Jew. The secretary of the Kehile was Menachem Begin's father, Zev Begin, and he said, I'm looking for the truth and I can't find it. Even the Rabbonim, he pointed at Reb Chaim, does not have the truth. So Reb Chaim had a big mirror in the dining room of his home, like today, and he took him over and said, Zev, you said, this is the remes. So he said, this is the remes, but Rabbonim don't have the remes. I have the remes. Rabbonim don't have the remes. So he said, Reb Chaim said, if this is the remes, so the remes is the Christus Hekel. If this is truth, so truth is the biggest falsity. The biggest falsity. Then he said that he wants them to go with him and the Erev Yom Kippur to the mayor's home and get a release for the youngster. So the big Tom the Chacham said, Briskarov, but the Mumalachis is meridin v'lemailin, you're not allowed even to save him, al haskav v'chamo, to misanefesh ourselves and give away all the money, and where we'll have money for the sick people, for the unfortunate people, for the orphans, for the widows, he says, Dayo tzoro b'shaito. So Reb Chaim said, the din of meridim v'lemailin, the Rav Amiri says, is only when she called Dele Chachomim and Vene Mado, all the Dele Ador together say that if Chas V'Sholem they wait a month, so they'll be able to be mashpia upon the Jewish Nimim, that they should themselves become Mumul Lachis. But today, ein communist mehr, ein communist winziger, one communist more and one communist less, macht nicht keinen Unterschied, makes no difference. And then Reb Chaim said another reason. The din, what the Chazni says, the din of Merid Meilim is only Shaykh, is Marabais, where there was Gilu Shchino, but not Bismanazeh, when there is Helen Shchine, and we don't see any Nisim Lui. Now go ahead, continue.
Ayomer al Aaron, Hafukha, Eagle Ben Bakar, Lechatos, the Isle of Olot, and Mim, the Akrib of Niachem. The Benisel, the Abelli Mark, the Husi Erizim Lechatos, the Eagle, the Chavet, and Nishanot, and Mim, the Olot. The Sharba Isle of Mim, the Dwarf of Niad, and Right, and the Chob Lulov, Atamim, Yayom, and the Nira Alehem. Ayichu, Ace Shetzi Ba Moshe, of Neo Mawaid, by Kabu Kovo Ido, by Yamdu, the Niad, and Right. Ayomer Moshe, Zahadavar, Shetzi Ba, and Right, Hazu, the Yeroy Alehem, to Lord, and Right. ויאמר משה אל אהרן, רב אל המזבח, ועשה את חטאתך ואת עול עשך, וכפר בעדך ובעד העם, ועשה את קורבן העם וכפר בעדם, כאשר ציווה אדוני. ויקרב אהרן אל המזבח, וישחט את עגל החטאת שלו, ויקריבו בני אהרן את הדם אליו, ויפול את פועל בדם, ויתן על כנוס המזבח, ואת הדם יצא אל יסוד המזבח. ואת החל ואת הקלויוס, ואת היוסרס מן החביד מן החטאת. ויקריב את המנחו, וימלא כפו ממנו, ויקר על המזבח מלבד עולת הבוקר. וישחד את השור ואת האיל, זבח השלומים אשר לעם, וימציאו בני אהרן את הדם אליו, ויזכהו על המזבח סביב. ואת החלבים מן השור, ומן האיל, פועליו והמחצה והכלויוס, ויוסר את הכלבים. וישימו את החלבים על החזוז, ויקר החלבים על המזבח. חזוז, ואיש שוק הימין, הניף אהרן תנופו לפני אדוני כאשר ציווה משה. ויסור אהרן את ידו.
Birkaskiani. That was the first Birkaskiani in the history of the Jewish people. But the first one. Go ahead.
Vayavarachim. Vayasus hath asatos beholo bahashlamin. Vayavo Moshe ve'aron el omoeid. Vayetu vayavarachu esam. Vayirat vod Adonai el kol. Vayetze ish milufni Adonai vatol kol al mizbeach es holo vishat alavim. Vayar kol ha'am. ויורונו, ויפלו אופניהם. ויחו בני ארון, נדב ואביהו, איש מחפשו, ויתנו בהן איש, וישימו לה הקטורס, ויקריבו לפני אדוני איש זורו, אשר לא צבלו
שם. Why did an Ezor? So Rashi says, even though the Torah itself described it as a chiyuv later on, but at that time it was not revealed yet. So a Jew does not have to be superfluous. You shouldn't say that since glatt kosher is a nice midah, so I have to have glatt kosher milk. Don't you hear of glatt kosher milk? So I have to have everything. And I have to have glatt kosher edim. Who is a glatt kosher edim? If somebody is dressed modern, like myself, and especially if he doesn't have any beard, so he's possible edim with the rice. He has to be dressed with a big hat and dafke without a tie and then dam for the omed. Otherwise, the tefillah is not mechubeles before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so what is the first lesson? We shouldn't be superfluous. And then there's another lesson in the concept of the unity of the Jewish people. You know, today, the modern traditional rabbis are associated together with the Reform rabbis, the Reconstructionist rabbis, in the Synagogue Council and in in the board of rabbis in order to be mashpia upon the reformed Jews, that they should become Orthodox Jews. But in the course of the 54 years that this civil has existed, not one congregant became Baal Tshuva, but the overwhelming majority of the rabbis themselves became reform rabbis and reconstructionist rabbis. The only exception was the Rab of California, who was a graduate, a Musmech of the Bismarck Torah in Chicago, and he was 30 years a rabbi then. And on the 31st year, he established a mechitze, and they moved the microphone down with him. In the morning, after we wash negovasa, we say two prayers. What's the nusa of the first bracha? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu, Hamavir. I don't want to be connected and associated with reform rabbis in Senior Council and Board of Rabbis, but I want to maintain my own independent status. I myself, together with other rabbonim and dilettero, can mashpia upon not only the Bnei Torah that is Jews, but even upon the Reformed Jews who are Tinik Shani, Bobin Rakum, 99.999%. Maybe there is one percentage that are not Tinik Shani, but then he say, Hatzileini Modom Ra. Does that mean that I shouldn't care if a certain Jew who is a Tinik Shani, Bobin Rakum, is Michal Shabi Faresie, and the Mumalach is, no, you are mechuyev to mikarev him and to invite him to your home for the Friday night meals and for Shabbos morning meals and for the Shoreshude Sude. Raphael, in his book about the history of the Hasidic Rebbeim, mentions his story that one time the Shamesh led Reb Arale Belzer, the Bidei of Israel, crisscross in the little woods of Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim 100 years ago. So Reb Arale asked him, why do you take me cross? Why don't you take me in a direct way? He said, because I don't want the Rebbe Shlita to see the secular people being Mechal Shabbos. So he said, nah, the Rabbi, stop me and I'll talk to him. So he stopped him and then he called over the secular Jew and he said, I'm inviting you for all the Friday night and Shabbos morning meals. So then in 1 month he became a Baal Tshuva. Go ahead.
The
Kovaya Kodesh. So Rashi mentions in the name of Chazal that Hain, not of Avihu, who were burned because of Nezor, so said, Mosa Yomusu Haskenim Alon. Can you imagine the Tzaddikim who are greater Tzaddikim than Meshe V'Aren should hope that that Meshe V'Aren will die? It's unimaginable. Even by going, it wouldn't happen. But they said, after all, we have to be realistic. Every person is mortal. You know, the Greek Eddie says that there is a very simple syllogism. Man is mortal. Socrates is a man. Therefore, Socrates is also mortal. So Meshe V'Aren are also mortal, unfortunately. But what can I do? Can I do? So who will take over the leadership? So what was the chet? So one says, because Loinosa Noshim. But didn't they know there is a mitzvah of period of Rivio? So they thought just as Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded by the Rebbeinu Shalom to divorce his wife Zipporah, so they too have that license. But that's a big mistake. And then Shui Yainoyu, they thought that the Ikar is the logic of the heart. They did not think at all in positive terms about the logic of the mind. I saw in Werfels, or what's his Hebrew name, Raphael, that his story the Semach Tzedek of the Semach Tzedek of Ger, so who was the big Godel Hador, so all the tshuvas about Mikveh are based upon the Semach Tzedek of Lubavitch, and then the Semach Tzedek of Bobel of Kotsk, who was primarily interested in logic of the heart. So he said, what's the difference between me, myself, and the Semach Tzedek of Kotsk? The Semach Tzedek of Kotsk started from the heart, and then he went to the head, and I started from the head and went to the heart. So but then when we reached the same position, so I went further and motivated by the logic of the mind, and he went further, that is, to the logic of the heart. So mele, it's good when the logic of the mind is the primary factor, so then it motivates me to apply the mide of din, or the mide of rachamim. He says, adishem, that's rachamim, but it has to be supplemented by the mide of din, because if it is not supplemented by the mide of din, then I'll be made like Shaul HaMelech, who had rachmones on Agag, the biggest titler. Does it make sense? Hidoreshe kalvachema, the Gemore in Seite says, in Dilim Chotu, Ktanim Achotu, some mele, but he was not reform Rabbi Chas Vicholem, but he said, since there is a loche of Leiba Shemaimi, that the Batskol cannot tell us how to pasken aloche is only the best Nagolmi Yerushalayim or Chachmi Akabole, but not Rupi Hashem, because the function of the Novi is only to reprimand the Jewish people to observe the Torah, when, like Shirmi Hanovi, who reprimanded them for selling and for buying on Shabbos, he said, so David HaMelech, so Shaul HaMelech, even though he argued, but he still succumbed to the Dvar Hashem, but Agog, the biggest Hitler, he spared. How does that make sense? The answer is, since there is a loche, let's see the number.
So Omar Avram in Shealim in Mechemes Oshus Elos Yil Lamas, because by Mechemes Oshus deals with other goyim who are pagans, not pagans Tinik Shenishbo, because the Rambam says in Mechemes Melochim that you have to have Rachmones even on going Taylor. The Rambam says, Shnei Yakum, Shebo, Yifonecha Lodim, Yisrael, Yirotze Shneim Lodim, Din Teo, Donim, Echot Reitze, Vachne Reitze, In Kefne Shilodim, Elo, Gneim, O Yisrael, Vakum, In Yishchus, O Yisrael, Gneim, Donim, Gneim, Then the Kardinchem, they shouldn't deceive them, begin a Taitum, because also Lignes, Avda Sodom, Afilev, Yichovim, In Yishchus, O Yisrael, Bidineinu donenisho, bintei avim kavneinu. You yearly shenis and kinnu zateisho, olam don bidneim. There is a tshuvas ram. שבע מצווה יסתם לנייח דיני וברס השם דזלמומנס וכך השם יסבלס המית אבי תזורי הייתה לצוות הוא הרייס ושקדום וגזל ויברחי רבנניה בן גמלה אימר אפר אדום מן החי רפחיתקה אימר אפר אסירוס סטריליזיישן Reb Orchestration, Reb Shibaneimer, Apra Kishuv, Reb Yishaimer, Kolomo Barsis Kishuv, Veneach Muzarolov, Veimotzel Chomavir, Bnei Upiti Beish, Kishim Somim, Meininum Nachish, Umechashi, Vechei Vechover, Vishoyel Ei Vyideini, Vidira Shalam Meisim, Uratei Vishoyelu, Adishem Lekecho, Nereshei Sampanecho, Vyodash Elim Genizia, Reb Lezer Yehimer, Afra Klein, Mutorn Meneach Lubish Klein, Lizria Klein, Vinasurin Rabuel Vehime, Uvakola Sila, Mudo Adimle, Omar Vichenen, Domakho, Vaitzav, Adishem, Lekim, Arodom Lehimer, Mikolei Sagan, Ochel Teichar, Vyirtsu, Eilu Vaitzav, Ladim, Vichin Eimer, Kidativ Manishave, Esbonov, Beisiachov, Adishem, Zubuk Hashem, וכן אימר, וניק אבשים על השם, מוישימוס, אליהים זו וזכרובים, וכן אימר, ואילה אחרים על אודום, איזוש וחסדומים, וכן אימר שיבדם אודום, לימה זה גלרייס, וכן אימר, לימר, אין אישה לחיס אסישתי, ואולכו מאיתי, ואולי סול נשאחר, וביצור טוני יפרי, ויצב זה וזכרובים, אליקים זודינים, בישלים אליקים זודינים, נכסי וניקו בו לבייס, Elohim, the scale, it has reference not to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to Smuchim. El Vaitzata Vizorem, my Mashma, Rav Chitri, Rav Yatzal Baradime, Chadoma, Sor Mayam Naderech, Asher Tzivisi, Oslem, Vichadoma, Asher Kefraim, Vitzus Mishpot, Kehoil Olach HaChisav, Vichadime, Roshu Kefraim, Vitzus Mishpot, Kehoil Olach HaChisav, I benai, iki benai akum sabin zore, ולא ישתחבו. למען דאמר עושו, משנסי הם החיים. למען דאמר, הויל, הולך, עד עוזל פסר ופולחו. אומר עובה, ומאיק למען דאמר אקום סבין זורי, וישתחבו החיים, ואתנן, ואתניה, ואקום מבורן שבית נשאות ישראל, ומיסים עליהן, וניח מוזר עליהן, אין בית נשאות ישראל, ומיסים עליהן, אין בית נעליהן, הם בניח מוזר להם, למותה מי, לב למותה, אקום שעשה בזורי, ולהשתחבו. אומר הפופה, למותה, גיפו ונישוק, גיפו ונישוק, חוטו השתחבו. סודרה, ברמור קמס וקנקוסו, that whether the din of Aitzav in din המומנס, it means, expresses that they should be done, ממש like the משפוטים, that were revealed in Al-Sinai, in the parts of the Spotim, is told in Machlekes between Rabbi Eichen and Rabbi Yitzchok. According to Rabbi Eichen, that Lichim is Chayv, so it means that they are mechuyev to promulgate their own dinim, but accept that they should not make any discrimination. They should have a civil rights amendment, not have any discrimination between one race and another race, between one nationality and another nationality, between the rich and the poor. However, according to the Yitzchok, that the regime is Kadesh, so then it means they have to be done mamish in according to Bnei Yisrael. So the Rambam says, refresh to the contrary, yearly Shein Chid Neagin came with a Tishov El Leilom Donalim Gineir. And the Ramban himself in Parshas Vahib Shalach, so it says, Som Lechek Mishpot Mitzvos Elo Adinim Shein Mishtav Nei Yisrael Moro yearly Shein Aposik Shein Mishtav Nei Yisrael Moro express that they should be done mamish in Israel. Elohizalem she chukes ben musim mishpotim shelo yehiyu bnei Yisrael ki listei akum ha leitchim es nishiseyem u bneiseyem they rape the wives and the daughters vigam es bneiem lo yit kol ha'atzvon elo yin mishalnu lehem schus hogun ki vitirchon וכפי השבע של ממנו, eminent domain, when the George Washington Bridge was built, I remember, I was lived right on Fort Washington Avenue, and I saw how the later president, Franklin Roosevelt, on his crutches was greeting the American people for the ability to construct George Washington Bridge. At that time he was governor of the state of New York, so I meant very well. So the Rambam says that it's not that even the Mishpotim, but the Jews themselves were nitzaveh to observe, did not consist of the mishpotim that he won't mention the Sinai, al chaskamo v'chamo, the meneach who are not Jews in any way are not mechuyev to be done. Then the Rambam continues, v'chein yearly sheneagim gerteishov v'deacheres v'mufchasodim to Israel sheron entzubim v'achiyisam shenema lagir ashvushavecho v'tnano v'acholo וזה שאומרים כאילו משולם ביעקב לא יביגתשו. אפילו עקב צריך חכם לבקח עליהם ולגמסי מישראל ופנס עיניהם מפני דעק ישולם. הרי נמה תיבה לשם הכל רחב הקומסל ונמה דוחר דעק עיניהם זה שולם. So the שיורי קורבנאידו in המסכת גיטן at the end of פרק המזוקים as the קשה, how can the Rambam say we have to have רחמונס and pagans, but there is a love of Rishochen, we are not allowed even to be matzal them, Kamsakone, we should let them die and be down. So he said there are two kinds of pagans. There is a pagan whose parents lived in the United soil, Bisman Shebi Ayevu Meik, so then they were raised by parents who were Yerei Shomayim and Chsiyim Shalom, and the irritation, and then he was Yitzhak with Abu Sroh, so he's a Rosh Gomo amazing. So on him we don't have to rachmanis. But there is another kind of a pagan, every chovin shebechutzlaretz, lavi rizorei, elam nega visein v'yedeyem. So Teisva says, in Mitzach HaSchum, daf yud gimlo mit beis, לוי שאונו מצובים של אחיסון לרד הרבי ויראונים אנו מצובים להצילום מסכונה משום רחמונס. So on that the Rambam is reference to that kind of an Akum. Now Rabbi Foyle Hamburg Esikashi, Now the price says in Mishachas Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet Om Dalet, Mavkidin, Chov Yeshal Yayin, Eishal Gateshov, Veim Afridin, Shemo, Yinasach Eishal Hakum, Sharei, Sharei Kibu Al Atzmei, Shaloi, Lavid Abizorekal. So if we'll Hamburg had the Kashi, but according to Rav Tam and the Rosh and the Rav Amiri and Rav Yeruchem and the Pesach of the Ramo, the Bnei Achim Mitzur HaShitub, so he might very well be Minasachetet, Misan Nasachet Lei Le'avizore. So the Shorek of Neido says that, Rav Hamburg says that the din of Meneach Mitzur HaShitub applies only to an ordinary Meneach, who was only Mikabel, the Zayin Mitzvahs that were revealed for Odom Meneach, but not to Eder Teshov, who was Mikabel upon himself, the Zayin Mitzvahs, Shemistavu Yisrael B'moro, he certainly chayev to Muzar Lashitu and Yisrael Mitzvah Lashitu. Okay, that's all. Loima means that you count only the first thing, the major event that happened, and Mitzoy this year, Mitzoy Shabbos, that they harvested the Omer. So there's the major things. And Boima means we count not only the major experiences when a certain person graduated from college, from law school, from Harvard University, law school, engineering school, but he counts even the little things. For now, what is in me is more difficult. It's very easy to make the major problem. You know, the American soldiers who fought in the Second World War against Hitler and Mahmoud on the side of Britain and the goal of France and even the Russian Bolshevik Stalin, at that time he played the role of being a big liberal, so they sacrificed their lives. But when they came back and they did not get any support to support their wives and their children, so then they became very bitter and they turned into hippies, hippies, all kinds of nonsense. So the major problem is very easy. His things get killed and that's all. But the minor experiences every day and every night of not having support and you have to get poverty needs and that is not enough. So you have to become a schnorrer and get pennies. That's very difficult. So became bitter and bitter every day. So that's what in the Vietnam War they became bitter against authority, against the president, against the vice president, against the Congress, against the assembly, and against the parents, and they rebelled primarily against the Rabbinical law. But from a psychological point of view, they rebelled, they were bored with the life that was boring. You know, Dostoevsky has a story that one person whose father was a big doctor and then he was bereaved of the father when he was 10 years old and became an orphan. So he decided, he asked his father's friends to give him 500 rubles to go to the university in Moscow and become a doctor like his father. So he said, you like your father? What are you? You are a bum. So he became so bored and disgusted to himself, he decided he'll buy a gun and finish his life. As he bought a gun, a little girl called him, Mister, have compassion upon me. My mother is very sick. She has 106, a fever Fahrenheit, and she keeps on trembling and shaking. Take me to the pharmacy and we'll get the medicine. So he said, little girl, what can I do? I have no money, I have nothing. I am desolate. So he said, Mister, you must go with me. So he went with her to the pharmacy and got the white medicine, and then he had to walk up. It was after midnight, and to the third floor, and then he saw the mother, little girl, shaking and trembling. So all the way, he gave her the medicine. In half an hour, she opened her eyes, and she was cured. And he took the temperature, and instead of 108 fever Fahrenheit, it was 101. Then he decided, says, am I crazy? I have such a potential. I'll become a doctor like my father. He dropped the gun. And then, okay, that's it. So...